This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine you've just, poured a massive portion of your operating budget into opening this gorgeous high-end retail storefront.
Right, like a flagship store.
Exactly. You hired the absolute best interior designers. Mm-hmm. The lighting is, it's meticulously calibrated.
The window displays are flawless.
Yeah, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And you've run a highly targeted, very expensive billboard campaign to drive foot traffic.
Okay, setting the scene.
Right, so a prospective customer sees the billboard, they walk up to your brand new glass doors, and they step inside.
Exciting moment.
But instead of seeing your products, the shelves are completely bare.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and the customer has to stand there, awkwardly, for 3 full minutes, while your staff slowly carries the merchandise out from the back room.
Just like one item at a time.
One single item at a time. And they have to wait for all of it before they can even look at a price tag.
I mean, let's be real. Most people wouldn't even wait 30 seconds for that.
No, absolutely not.
They would turn around, walk right out the door, and just spend their money at the competitor across the street.
Exactly.
The friction there, it just completely destroys the buying impulse.
It does. And, it's a bizarre scenario to picture in the physical world. But according to the source material we're unpacking in today's deep dive, businesses are inflicting this exact experience on their digital customers every single day.
Yeah, it's a massive blind spot.
It really is. So whether you are a CEO trying to plug leaks in your marketing budget, or just a curious learner wanting to understand the hidden mechanics of the modern web, today we are exploring why website speed is, it's evolved.
It's totally shifted.
Right. It's gone from a simple IT metric into arguably the single most critical revenue driver for any digital business in 2026.
And we are working from a really detailed breakdown today. It's by Paris Jane.
Right.
He's a 17-year industry veteran and a CMS expert over at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
A lot of experience there.
Tons. And his piece is titled, Why Fast Websites Make More Money, and yours is probably slow, 2026 Site Speed.
A bit of a punchy title. I like it.
Yeah, it doesn't hold back. And the core premise he lays out is that latency, basically slowness, is functioning as this hidden tax.
A hidden tax, right?
Yeah, just quietly draining profitability from digital businesses that honestly think their marketing is firing on all cylinders.
So before we can look at how to actually fix that latency, we have to look at why business owners are so frequently blind to the problem in the first place.
Right, because most don't even know it's happening.
Exactly. And Jane calls this the speed mirage.
The speed mirage. I love that term.
It's great. And looking closely at this concept, it seems the fundamental issue is that business leaders are essentially, grading their own homework.
Yes. They are operating in an entirely different digital environment than their actual customers.
That is the crux of it.
That is the absolute crux of the speed mirage. You really have to consider the daily environment of the person who's actually approving the marketing budget.
The decision maker.
Right. If you're running a company, you are likely sitting in a corporate office or maybe a really fully equipped remote workspace.
Right, with a nice ergonomic chair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are connected to a high-speed fiber internet network and you're operating, a high-end laptop or a powerful desktop.
Yeah.
So when you type in your company's URL, the request travels over this massive, completely unencumbered pipeline.
It's the best case scenario. But not only that, and this is key as a business owner, you are visiting your own website constantly.
All the time.
Which brings caching into the equation.
Oh, caching is a huge part of the illusion.
Yeah, and for anyone unfamiliar with the actual mechanics of caching, your web browser is inherently lazy.
Inherently lazy.
Right, but in a good way.
Right, an efficient way.
Exactly. The first time you visit a site, the browser downloads all the heavy lifting. The high-resolution company logos, the complex CSS layout files, all that custom typography.
The really heavy visual assets.
Yep. But it doesn't just display them and forget them. It saves a copy of them locally, right on your hard drive.
So on the 50th time that executive visits their own site, say, to check a new blog post or review a landing page, the browser isn't actually asking the web server for the entire page again.
Not at all.
It just pulls those heavy files directly from the local hard drive.
Boom.
Instantly.
The visual rendering is practically instantaneous. The executive sees this polished, beautiful interface pop up in milliseconds.
And they feel completely validated in their $15,000 a month marketing retainer.
Exactly. They're like, wow, money well spent.
Meanwhile, the actual customer is having a radically different experience.
Night and day difference.
Right. Because the 2026 consumer is out in the wild. They are clicking an ad on their smartphone while, I don't know, walking through a concrete parking garage where the signal is bouncing around.
Or they're relying on that heavily congested airport Wi-Fi.
Ugh, the worst.
Or maybe they're just multitasking on a three-year-old device that's running out of memory. Yeah, and they don't have those assets cached.
Nope.
They are pulling every single kilobyte of that website from scratch over a compromised connection.
And for them, that prestigious marketing masterpiece doesn't look like a high-end storefront at all.
What does it look like?
It looks like a blank white screen with a spinning wheel.
Just the dreaded loading spinner.
Yeah. And this brings us to what Jane describes as the fluff filter.
The fluff filter.
Okay, let's unpack this.
So in the 2026 digital landscape, modern consumers have developed an absolute zero-tolerance policy for technical friction.
Zero tolerance.
Zero. They do not care how beautiful the boardroom presentation of the website looked, because they are dropping off before the aesthetics ever even load.
I mean, I look at this dynamic and I really have to wonder about the role of the agencies building these sites.
It's a valid question.
Right. If I'm a business paying top tier rates to a web development and marketing firm, shouldn't that firm be stress testing the site to ensure it works on like a spotty 5G connection?
Ideally, yes, of course they should, but they don't.
Well, the incentive structures in web development have historically favored visual impact over technical efficiency.
Interesting.
Think about it. An agency wants to deliver a site that makes the client gasp in the boardroom.
They want the wow factor.
Exactly. High resolution auto-playing videos, complex scroll animations, all these interactive elements. That's what secures the sign-off and gets the agency paid.
Right, because the client can see that.
Yeah. Optimizing a database query or compressing a script file, that doesn't look sexy on a projector screen.
True.
So it often gets neglected. But that neglect is exactly what triggers the fluff filter out in the real world.
So the illusion of speed causes businesses to heavily invest in this visual fluff that ultimately just frustrates their real users.
Bingo.
Well, let's look at what that frustration actually costs, because the data Jane provides here moves this conversation from a simple user experience problem to a massive financial liability.
Oh, the drop-off statistics are severe, just staggering.
Lame on me.
The Source cites that pages taking longer than 3 seconds to load lose over 40% of their audience.
40%, just from 3 seconds.
Over 40%. I mean, think about the sheer volume of traffic a business works to generate, right? All the SEO, the ads.
Yeah, the effort is huge.
And then consider that nearly half of those people are literally walking away after 3 seconds of waiting.
Yeah. And looking at the opposite end of the spectrum, the benchmarks show that when a site loads in under 1 second, the conversion rate is often 3 times higher than a site taking 5 seconds.
3 times higher.
Right. So we are not just talking about keeping people on the page. We're talking about a direct multiplier on revenue.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this completely changes the mathematics of customer acquisition.
How so?
Well, when we look at paid advertising, say a Google Ads campaign or social media, a slow site actively inflates the cost per acquisition, the CPA.
Okay, let's walk through the mechanics of how that CPA inflation happens.
Sure.
Say you spend $1,000 on an ad campaign. No. The targeting is flawless, the ad copy is highly persuasive, and 100 high-intent customers click on your ad.
Right. At that exact moment, the ad platform has done its job.
Exactly. And it charges you for those 100 clicks.
But if the landing page takes 4 seconds to render,
right,
40 of those people will hit the back button before the page ever becomes visible.
Ouch.
So you just paid for 100 clicks, but you only actually received 60 real visitors.
That's brutal.
You have immediately increased your cost to acquire a visitor by 40% without changing a single thing about your ad strategy.
You're essentially renting growth at a premium price, but failing to capture it because your technical infrastructure just drops the baton.
That's a great way to put it, drops the baton.
Because a bounce isn't just a metric on an analytics dashboard, right?
No, it's a real human.
It's a real person who had an active problem, clicked on your business, hoping for a solution, encountered friction, and walked directly to your competitor whose site loaded half a second faster.
You basically just paid for your competitor's lead generation.
Oh man, when you put it like that, it hurts. The takeaway here is that true ownership of your market only starts when you have the technical capability to render your site before the user has a chance to change their mind.
That is the critical threshold, rendering before the impulse fades.
Right.
But human impatience is really only one part of the 2026 landscape. We also have to account for the programmatic gatekeepers.
The gatekeepers, you mean the AI?
Yes, because AI search engines and ad platforms are now actively analyzing and penalizing these slow load times.
This represents a massive shift from even a few years ago. I mean, users are no longer just typing queries into a search bar and sifting through 10 blue links.
Not at all.
They are using AI platforms like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, Perplexity as direct concierges.
Yes.
They're asking the AI to synthesize information and just recommend the best business for their specific need.
And we have to look at this from the AI's perspective, right?
Okay, put ourselves in the AI's shoes.
These large language models and search assistants are designed with one primary directive: provide the most seamless, helpful user experience possible.
Right, because if they don't, people stop using the AI.
Exactly. So if an AI concierge recommends your business and the user clicks the citation only to hit a sluggish, unresponsive page,
the user gets annoyed.
But the user doesn't blame your business. They blame the AI. The AI looks incompetent for sending them there.
Ah, I see. It's a reflection on the AI's own reliability.
Exactly.
It's like if I ask a human hotel concierge for a restaurant recommendation and they send me to a place with terrible service, I'm never asking that concierge for advice again.
Precisely. It burns trust. So to protect their own utility, these AI platforms use website performance as a primary trust signal.
A trust signal.
Yeah. Fast, optimized website architecture tells the AI crawler, hey, this brand is maintained, this brand is reliable, and this platform will not frustrate the end user.
And if your site is slow?
If your site is heavily delayed, you don't just rank lower. In many of these AI synthesis models, you are completely omitted from the conversation.
It's just gone.
You aren't even an option.
Wow. So the AI acts as this programmatic bouncer, just filtering out technical friction before the human user even knows you exist.
Basically, yeah.
But the penalties extend beyond AI recommendations, right? Into the actual pricing of traditional search ads.
Oh, absolutely.
Jane points out that slower sites receive lower landing page experience scores from Google.
Yes.
And that directly impacts the quality score of an ad campaign.
And quality score is the multiplier that determines how much you actually pay in an ad auction. Google doesn't just award the top ad spot to the highest bidder.
Wait, so what does this all mean? Let me pose a specific question.
Sure.
I want to push on that mechanism for a second. If two businesses are competing for the exact same keyword risk.
Aye.
And business A is willing to pay Google $10 a click, but business B is only willing to pay $5. Why wouldn't Google just take business A's money, regardless of their website speed? From a purely capitalistic standpoint, the click already happened. Google gets paid either way.
It seems counterintuitive until you factor in the long-term survival of Google's core product, which is user trust.
Okay.
Google is ultimately selling the reliability of its search results.
Right.
So if a user clicks a sponsored link, lands on Business A's site, and has a miserable, slow experience where the page jumps around and takes 5 seconds to load,
yeah,
the user subconsciously associates that negative experience with clicking on Google ads.
Ah. They learn that the ads lead to bad websites, so they just stop clicking the ads altogether.
Exactly. They get trained to ignore the ads. So to protect the integrity of the click, Google financially penalizes Business A for delivering a poor post-click experience.
Fascinating.
Because Business A has a low landing page experience score, Google might charge them $12 a click just to maintain their position. Meanwhile, Business B, with a lightning-fast site and a high-quality score, might secure the exact same position for $4.
So Business A is paying a literal slow tax on every single customer just because their underlying code is inefficient.
A very expensive slow tax.
Which means your competitor can outbid you while spending less money. That is a terrifying reality for a business owner trying to manage a marketing budget.
It really is.
So if the financial stakes are this high, we need to understand the mechanics of the friction. Like, what exactly is weighing these sites down in 2026?
Yeah, let's get into the technical culprits.
Because Jane outlines a few primary ones that define what he calls the legacy website.
Yeah, the first and honestly the most common is unoptimized imagery.
Images.
Yeah. Businesses understandably want high fidelity, crisp visuals to represent their brand.
Sure. Nobody wants a blurry hero image.
Right. But they frequently upload raw images that are massive in file size. I'm talking sometimes 3 to 5 megabytes per single image.
Going back to our analogy of the empty storefront, if a browser has to download a 5 megabyte image over a spotty 5G connection, it's like asking the staff to carry a grand piano through the front door before they can bring out the actual products the customer wants to buy.
That's exactly what it's like. It just clogs the entire pipeline.
And I imagine it's totally unnecessary.
Completely unnecessary. Modern image formats like WebP or AVIF can compress that visual data down to a fraction of the size without any discernible loss in quality to the human eye.
Okay, so that's visuals. What else?
The second major culprit involves the unseen architecture of the page. Excessive third-party scripts.
Right. And these would be like the tracking pixels for social media, the analytics codes, maybe those little customer service chatbot widget that pop up in the corner.
Yes, all of those. And to understand why they are so destructive to site speed, you really have to understand how a web browser reads code.
How does it work?
Browsers parse HTML from top to bottom, linear. So if a developer places a heavy script for a marketing tracking pixel at the very top of the website's code, the browser stops building the visual page when it hits that script.
It just freezes.
It has to pause, reach out to a third-party server like Facebook or the chatbot provider, download their code, execute it, and only then can it resume building the texts and images the user actually wants to see.
It's like trying to walk into a building, but there are six people standing in the doorway trying to hand you a clipboard to fill out before you're allowed to look at the directory.
Spot on. It is render blocking.
Render blocking.
The user is staring at a white screen entirely because your marketing department wants to load a tracking script that the user doesn't even care about.
It creates a massive bottleneck.
Huge. And the third structural issue highlighted in the source material is poor server-side response times.
Okay.
And that's measured by a metric called TTFB, or time to first byte.
Time to first byte. Okay, break down the mechanics of that for us. What is the server actually doing during that time?
Well, think of the web server like a waiter in a restaurant.
Okay.
When you click a link or type in a URL, you're essentially placing an order.
Right.
TTFB measures the exact amount of time it takes from the moment you place that order to the moment the waiter hands you the very first piece of your appetizer.
The first bite, literally.
Literally, yeah. But before the waiter can hand you anything, they have to, you know, walk to the kitchen, the chef has to check the pantry, assemble the ingredients, and plate the food.
Right, so in digital terms, the server receives the request, but then it has to query the database, pull the correct text, find the right user permissions, assemble the HTML file, and then send it all back over the network.
Precisely. If your database is disorganized or your server just lacks processing power, the waiter takes 3 full seconds just to figure out what you ordered before they even start carrying the food to the table.
Wow.
And during those 3 seconds, the user's browser hasn't received a single byte of data. The screen is entirely blank.
So even if your images are perfectly compressed and your scripts are optimized, a slow time to first byte ruins the experience before it even begins.
Yes, it kills it at the starting line.
Looking at how Jane contrasts a 2022 legacy website with a 2026 fast website, it really highlights a complete paradigm shift.
A total shift.
He describes the legacy site as a budget drain. It takes 4 to 7 seconds to load, suffers that massive 40% bounce rate we talked about, gets penalized with higher cost per clicks, and is just totally ignored by AI concierges.
It's a system built to burn money.
Literally. In contrast, the 2026 standard is what he calls the growth engine.
Right. And here we are talking about load times well under 2 seconds.
Under 2 seconds.
That creates an environment of low friction and high engagement. Because the user experience is seamless, Google rewards the site with high quality scores.
Which lowers the cost per click.
Exactly. The AI models recognize the technical reliability and begin citing the brand as a preferred answer.
So the result isn't just about saving money on ads. It's about maximizing the return on investment across every single digital touchpoint.
That raises an important question, though, because achieving that standard sounds incredibly complex.
It does. If I'm running a company, my expertise is in my product or my service. I don't want to be in the weeds restructuring DOM loading sequences or configuring server-side caching protocols. I don't even know what that means.
And the reality is, you shouldn't be.
Right.
The core argument Jane makes regarding the Double Dome approach is that businesses need to move away from treating their website like a static brochure that they just update every few years.
Set it and forget it doesn't work anymore.
No, they need a technical partner who handles the heavy lifting behind the scenes.
Ongoing lifting.
Exactly. Optimizing for 2026 requires continuous, dedicated efforts, aggressive image compression, intelligent caching strategies, and constantly auditing third-party scripts to ensure nothing is blocking that critical rendering path.
So the goal is really to build a technical backbone that operates silently and flawlessly, allowing the business owner to focus entirely on growth rather than IT maintenance.
That's the 2026 standard.
We have covered a lot of ground today, unpacking the invisible mechanics that dictate who wins and loses in the modern digital economy. To summarize a core journey for you as you listen, your website's speed is no longer just a vanity metric to keep the development team busy.
Far from it.
It is the ultimate technical foundation of your entire operation. It directly determines how much you pay for advertising. It dictates the percentage of visitors who actually convert into paying customers. And in the AI-driven landscape of 2026, it decides whether the digital gatekeepers will even acknowledge your brand's existence.
The shift is really moving from merely renting expensive high-friction traffic to building an infrastructure that allows you to truly own and capture your market.
But before we sign off, there is one final implication to this that is worth mulling over, building on what we've discussed about AI.
Okay, what's that?
If AI search engines and digital gatekeepers in 2026 are actively filtering out businesses purely based on millisecond load times.
Right.
And they're making these decisions before a human user ever even sees the brand's logo.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the broader future of digital competition?
It's a wild thought.
Could a small business with the absolute best, most innovative product on the market become completely invisible to consumers simply because their database query took one extra second to execute?
The best product might not win if the front door takes too long to open.
Make sure your door swings wide open the very millisecond a customer arrives.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.